Rock the Lakefront June 13th and 14th as Racine Harbor Fest returns for two unforgettable days of live music, mouthwatering food, and nonstop fun. Advance tickets $8, VIP tickets still available online at racineharborfest.com.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt moments ago.
The administration has already filed an emergency motion for a stay pending appeal and an immediate administrative stay to strike down this egregious decision. But ultimately, the Supreme Court must put an end to this for the sake of our Constitution and our country.
Harvard graduates are celebrating commencement today as a federal judge extended an order blocking the Trump administration from barring the university from enrolling foreign students. CBS's Nikki Batiste is on campus.
Basically a pause and a protection for the international students here, and for Harvard, at least today, a win in this fight.
Chinese students studying in the U.S. are scrambling after Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced some of them would have their visas revoked. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a chance today to offer opinions about what should be done about 794. An open house runs this afternoon at the Milwaukee Marriott downtown to go over options in the effort. A group called Rethink 794 supports tearing down the downtown elevated spur and replacing it with a boulevard and a new development. They point to a study that says it could generate significant tax revenue and housing. The state DOT says the elevated portion must be demolished due to age. He's telling us there's a chance. Senator Ron Johnson says he doesn't want to run for re-election in 2028, but that he's not ruling it out. Speaking at a Milwaukee WisPolitics luncheon yesterday, Johnson said he'd rather go home, but says he feels compelled to stay because of the country's challenges. Johnson has made similar comments in the past, previously reversing course on his pledge to step down after two terms. Wisconsin parents can expect new look school report cards next year. The Department of Public Instruction is going to update how schools are rated for the first time since 2012. The changes will be shaped by a panel of educators reviewing updated performance measures and scoring methods. The aim is to have more emphasis on growth for schools serving low-income students. Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forests and forestry industry. Brittany Merlot has more.
The forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products every year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Phillies tomorrow night. The crew beat the Red Sox 6-5 in 10 innings yesterday. It was Milwaukee's first three-game sweep of the year. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a great feeling to feel like you sense that they believe, and that's a great feeling. Our pitching hung in there and did enough.
NFL at the Packers OTA practices. Defensive back Jaire Alexander remains absent. All the team tries to renegotiate his contract. Safety Xavier McKinney asked if he'd like to see Jaire back with the Pack.
We would all like him back. I talk to him every day. Just try to stay connected with him. Obviously, we've developed a great relationship with each other. At the end of the day, like, I'm gonna be behind him regardless of, you know, what the situation is going on. We've developed a relationship good enough off the field to where it's like, I just want what's best for you.
That's Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or small storms popping up this afternoon into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight we dry things out and warm things up. Today, temperatures will reach the mid-60s and tomorrow, the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Donald Trump says no tax on tips. Sounds like a good deal? It's not. I discuss with Chef Greg Leon next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman
Welcome
Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Got a couple of quick stories here, and then I'll be picking up your calls at 202-808-9925. Six truths about Medicaid work requirements that the Republican Party does not want you to share. Number one, 64% of adult Medicaid recipients already work. Let me preface this by, you know, what the backstory is here. The way that Republicans are trying to cut $700+ billion out of Medicaid is by imposing work requirements on Medicaid recipients. One state has already tried this, Arkansas. They did this a couple of years ago, and claiming that, you know, there's a bunch of deadbeats out there, and, you know, we got to make sure that people are working, and if they're not working, they shouldn't just be sitting on the couch eating bonbons and watching Oprah on TV and getting benefit checks or getting free health care. So when Arkansas did this, they promised their people, the Republican, Kay Ivey, the governor, I believe, promised that, you know, these Medicaid work requirements are going to increase people, you know, they'll reduce the unemployment rate, right? More people will be going to work. It didn't have any impact on the unemployment rate. But what it did do is it prevented 18,000 people who were fully eligible for Medicaid from getting it because the paperwork burden was too much for them. So, you know, they weren't entirely literate. They didn't have the time. They couldn't fill it out. They did fill it out, and it took too long, and it never got back to them. It got lost. I mean, this is the strategy, is to create a blizzard of paperwork that people, you know, hoops that people have to jump through until they're so exhausted that they'll just stop jumping and they won't try to claim any more Medicaid benefits. And make those hoops recur as frequently as possible. So, all that said, what are the actual facts here? 64% of adults on Medicaid right now are working. Now, what about the people who aren't? Well, 12% of them are primary caregivers. So that takes us from 64 to 76%. 10% have an illness or disability. That takes us to 86%. 7% are attending school. That takes us to 93%. Yeah, 93%. So 93% of all Medicaid recipients are either working or have a good reason not to work, which means that a work requirement should, in principle, only affect 7% of all the people on Medicaid. That's nowhere near enough people dropping off Medicaid to save $750, $800 billion. So how do they do it? Well, they do it by the paperwork requirements. Now you've got to jump through all these hoops. Now you've got to take time off work and come down to the office. Now you've got to beg for your benefits, et cetera, et cetera. You know, Republicans are basically spouting lies about this. And actually, one of the things that when Ohio expanded Medicaid a couple of years back, and this is a real interesting experiment, because here you had a state that had not expanded Medicaid under Obamacare. And they did. They expanded it. And when Ohio expanded Medicaid, what happened? more people went to work. Now, why? Well, because they went to work because they could. I mean, you know, with Medicaid, with health available to them, they could get medical treatment. They could, you know, particularly if they had chronic conditions, they could get those conditions treated, and they could also work. So, you know, we should be expanding Medicaid instead of shrinking Medicaid. Medicaid would be a fine basis for a Medicare for All kind of system, because it hasn't been privatized by and large like Medicare Advantage. But here we are. And finally, and this is hysterical, you know, Donald Trump is having his big birthday celebration on June 14th. It's also going to be the No Kings Day. It's going to be the day that people all across the country are stepping out into the streets to protest fascism in Washington, D.C., and in the state houses in red states all around the country. And we know that Pope Leo XIV is no big fan of Donald Trump, to say the very least. I'm amazed that he actually met with J.D. Vance after, you know, J.D. shaking hands with the previous pope and the previous pope just, you know, dropping dead. But anyhow, this pope, Pope Leo, is from, he's a Chicago Southsider. He grew up on the south side of Chicago, just like my dad did. And he's a Sox fan. So what's he doing? Well, on Saturday, June 14th, the day that Donald Trump is going to be having his birthday party, Pope Leo XIV is going to have an event in Chicago. They're renting a stadium. The event is called Chicago Celebrates Pope Leo XIV. It was put together by one of the bishops or cardinals or whatever they are in Chicago. And the Pope is going to speak via television from the Vatican on a jumbotron or whatever they call those giant screens to thousands and thousands of people, in what some are interpreting as just a pretty upfront snub of Donald Trump. So stay tuned. This has the potential to get very interesting. So what's on your mind today? 202-808-9925, our telephone number, Michelle in Camino Island, Washington. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Well, what's on my mind is, can the Congress defund this parade? Can they withhold funds? How is it being paid for? And is that even possible? Or if Trump is going to pay for it himself, he should have to put up the full amount ahead of time?
He's paying for it out of his military budget. And Congress could prevent that. They could block that, but it would require specific legislation. But the president has a wide range of discretion in the military budget. He, you know, in his last administration, he pulled $5 billion out of repairs for military housing, you know, for our soldiers, and used that money for his border wall. So, you know, he can move things around, and that's probably what he will be doing.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. And sadly, the Republicans who control Congress are not going to pass a law prohibiting him from spending money. That would be, you know, this is what they did with Reagan. When Reagan wanted to send weapons down to the Contras in Central America, Congress actually passed a law that said the president may not send money or weapons to the Contras. I mean, it just explicitly said that. Reagan did it anyway. I mean, he broke the law anyway. That was, you know, the part of the whole Iran-Contra scandal. But, you know, and set a precedent for Trump, you know, breaking the law and every other Republican president since then. But I it's not going to happen with Republicans running the House and Senate. Michelle, thanks for the call. It was a great question. Appreciate it. Pat in Evanston, Illinois. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. So the gentleman that was talking about the fact that he got all these emails from the progressive committees wanting to, you know, get money from them so they can do something, but he never saw what the something was. He was just like silent, or what is it? I just wanted to mention that couldn't some of these people collaborate with each other so there won't be so many, you know, committees or programs all out there? Is that something that's silly to do?
We're seeing that already, Indivisible and Move On and a bunch of other groups have gotten together to co-sponsor a number of these No Kings Days, you know, these anti-fascism protests.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, I agree with him. It's like they're silent. I mean, where's the Congress people? I mean, you get them involved, you know, say something, because most of the people that aren't news junkies, like maybe all the people that listen to your program, don't know what's going on all the time.
Yeah,
they don't know. They're not aware.
Yeah, I get it. The way I've been doing my donations is either to individual candidates themselves, and I always go through their websites, or to Indivisible or Progressive Democrats of America, or
MoveToAmend.org. You don't think that ACLU is legitimate? ACLU? ACLU is not legitimate, or no?
Who?
It's Act Blue. That's how you can donate.
Act Blue is just a clearinghouse that clears credit cards.
Right.
The problem with Act Blue, and there was a kind of an expose on this a few months ago, maybe 5-6 months ago, it was all over Daily Kos for a couple of days, is that they don't have specific requirements. You know, like if you create a nonprofit corporation and say, you know, Liberal Democrats of America or something like that, you know, .com or whatever. And you send out fundraising and you say, you know, we're processing our things through Act Blue, and 75% of all the money that comes in goes to the guy who started the organization, and he's taking millions of dollars a year in paychecks and then, you know, passing a tiny amount of the money along to the Progressive Caucus or something. Act Blue doesn't have a problem with that. And that's the problem. There's a bunch of kind of scammy organizations, or at least organizations that don't meet the criteria that, you know, most good governance, nonprofit good governance groups would demand, who are using Act Blue to process their credit cards. And that's why my suggestion is only give to the organizations that you know, Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, Indivisible, Move On. The solid organizations that you know have a good reputation. And individual candidates via their websites, and never, never, ever click on a link on a text message. And if you must, don't ever give them money, even if it's going through or to Act Blue. Act Blue is not vetting these organizations. So
that is such good information. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, Pat. Thanks a lot for the call. It's 16 minutes, almost 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's you and me for the rest of the hour. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with your calls. Stick around.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrines instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms. One set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedom. So join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text fees may apply.
Counting every dime as we're scraping by on nickels, just trying to survive. They're stacking up their billions every single day, while the schools and roads we're driving on are crumbling away. From the Dust Bowl days to the factory floors, we've fought these kings before. Now they're back again in tailored suits and ties, obsessed with hoarding power till the planet dies. It's the
to the grave.
past the hour. Just an FYI, by the way, I think I'm going to be on CNN with Pamela Brown tomorrow morning in the hour before this program goes live. Just FYI. Also, breaking news, Judge Rudolph Contreras, United States District Judge, is a federal judge, has just ruled, independent of the trade court. Yesterday, it was a three-judge panel on the trade court. Today, it's just your regular district judge. He's a federal judge in D.C. This is completely unrelated to yesterday's ruling about Trump's tariffs. He just ruled, quote, that Trump's tariffs are unlawful. This is a completely separate injunction. Quote, further declared that International Economic Emergency Economic Powers Act does not authorize the president to impose the tariffs set forth in the above listed orders, and it is ordered that defendants are preliminarily enjoined from collecting any tariff deriving from the above listed orders from plaintiffs Learning Resources, Inc. and Hand to Mind, Inc. These were the companies that had sued. And it is further ordered that the preliminary injunction ordered herein shall be stayed for 14 days so that the parties may seek review in the Court of Appeals. So he's allowing the Trump tariffs to continue for 14 days, Judge Rudolph Contreras. But after that, no tariffs, unless, you know, an appeals court steps in and changes things. So this is getting interesting. It's getting very interesting. Jane in Gadsden, Alabama. Hey, Jane, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I hadn't called in a while, but I had a question. But before I get to that, while I was on hold, I think you saved me some money. What you said about Act Blue,
mm-hmm.
I've been, I mean, because I'm older now and I'm, you know, I can't get out and march and do, you know, and I'm in this little small town where nothing happens like that. I can't go to Washington. But anyway, I've been sending money, you know, to this candidate, that cause, not realizing that some of it is a scam. I trusted Act Blue, but no longer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, continue to use Act Blue. I mean, they're providing a fine service, and they're under attack by the Trump administration. But like I said, they don't vet the organization. So, you know who it is you're giving money to.
Okay, because, yeah, I don't. Some of them I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it sounds like a good cause, and I'm going to be helping if I give, you know, my little $5 or $10 or
right.
$20, whatever.
Don't do
okay,
it.
Well, here's the reason I called was I got this I was on my app, Neighbors,
mm-hmm.
and it said, claim your spending allowance card today. And I'm on Social Security, and it was saying how I could get, I think it was, it's not still on my phone, but I could get something like $1,000, and seemed like it was $1,027 card to use for groceries and such
yeah.
as that.
Was
I
this,
think it's a scam.
Was this, yeah, it sounds like a scam. Was that around Medicare Advantage?
Well, that's what I kept asking the girl. I said, is this a Medicare Advantage thing? And she wouldn't answer.
Yeah, then don't go with it, Jane. Jane, I got to run. I'm sorry. We're out of time, but thank you. Run as far away from that one as you can. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
Jay, Matt, Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan will be here to talk about the House budget and things hidden inside. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, Civic Media's political editor in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Striking nurses continue their actions in Madison. It's now the fourth day of an SEIU strike at Meritor Hospital. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Meritor leaders say they've stayed very busy and their hundreds of traveling nurses have provided top-notch care to patients. Nurses in the union say they're not satisfied with safety, staffing, and pay accommodations.
Going on strike was not something that we wanted to do. There's plenty of us that are going to be struggling for the next couple months. And there was so many of us that were so worried about our patients. Like, we were like, but what about the patients? And we finally had to come, like, to the realization that, like, we are doing this for our patients so that they will be better off after this.
Congressman Mark Pocan and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson joined the picket line yesterday, as did Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
You all show up when it's the worst days for many of the patients walking into this building. And so it's extremely important that we out here, because it's a matter of showing respect to all of our nurses right here in Madison. Not only do you deserve to get paid more wages to make sure you can take care of yourself, but this is also about how are we going to protect every patient that walks into every hospital.
Meritor released a statement saying, quote, during the duration of this strike, the rhetoric may lead the general public to think that we have major issues. But the reality is that while there are always improvements to make, we are running an award-winning hospital. We remain willing to work with our team members to make improvements in areas where they have voiced concerns, end quote. The nurses' strike is set to last through the weekend.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or small storms popping up this afternoon into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight we dry things out and warm things up. Today, temperatures will reach the mid-60s and tomorrow, the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed. The Machine Shed, I-94 and Highway 164, Pewaukee.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, TV producer Mary Picorni Donlin makes the popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kapeski from Appleton Cigar joins me in studio. Then author Laura Enright joins to talk vampires.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When's the last time you checked on your home's title? That's the legal proof you own your house. If you're like me, the answer is probably never. The problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you don't even know it's happened until you get a collection or a foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing now and find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HometitleLock.com to make sure that your title is still in your name. You also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com now. Use that promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4.
The flag just a prop. Truth takes a bullet. The cameras don't stop. He's never been real, but the danger is true. He's gambling with lives for a headline or two. The audience cheers as the nation breaks down. He laughs at the fire as he melts off the crown. The show must go on, no matter who dies. Trump feeds on the drama, the pain and the lies. The lights are still flashing, the stage is still red.
Welcome back. Past the hour, picking up your calls here, Steve in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Thanks, Tom. I wondered if you'd noticed that not only has Trump never commented on any of the nationwide protests, including Bernie and AOC, not only that, but no reporter has ever asked him what he thought about it. I'm sure you'd have plenty of names to call him, but I watched a lot of news I've never seen in any news conference where anyone asked him what he thought about the protests.
Well, that's interesting. It's hard to imagine that he hasn't been asked that question, but I don't recall a specific response to a question like that either.
Well, I watch the morning news. I listen to the station all day and PBS in the evening and ABC World News, and I've never, to me it was noticeable.
Yeah.
And you think even the Bernie and AOC would be such an easy target for him.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of, you know, kind of failures of the press corps. Every now and then they'll ask a question that gets under his skin, like yesterday when that reporter asked the taco question.
Right.
And he said, you know, that's a nasty question. You should be ashamed of yourself for asking. You know, and he attacks, you know, individual reporters, which has got to be, you know, intimidating. It may be that, you know, he's mostly got the White House press corps cowed. They certainly have added a bunch of right wingers to it, including, you know, QAnon people and right wing bloggers and neo-Nazis are all now sitting in the press room along with a few, you know, regular reporters. And they've banished the Associated Press. So, you know,
or he's got something up his sleeve, saving up a response.
Yeah, I'm with you. I, you know, we shouldn't be surprised, I suppose, that the press corps itself has been intimidated. This is nothing brand new, but it's pretty wild. And remember when they all used to shout at Biden, you know, all the time, and now they're being very respectful with Trump. I mean, it's unfortunate. Steve, thank you for the call. Rose in Austin, Texas. Hey, Rose, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thank you so much for every single thing you say, and you're brilliant. Thank you. Okay, fear is not real. Hope actually is real. And I also really believe that truth and justice are real. And we will always get back. We're going to get back to justice again. We're going to get back to law and order again, even though it's been hard since Citizens
United.
Sounds
like you've been reading A Course in Miracles.
No, I'm not like that at all. This is just what I have to do to survive. This is how, this is how what I think works for me so that I can get up every day and put my shoulder to the plow. But I wanted everybody to start thinking again about this old Nazi trick of caste systems in order to have power and land and distract people, you know, just with assumptions of competence or respect or morality.
Yeah. Well, it's an important point. I mean, race is just a stand-in for caste in the United States.
And the Nazis studied it, and they decided, okay, we're going to call it the Jews. You know, but I think, you know, even some of the most brilliant black writers and marchers, sometimes when they would go to, say, East India, and they would be introduced as somebody that also was an untouchable, they would go, not me. And then all of a sudden they realized, S-H-I-T, that's right. Yeah. I am in the lower caste.
Yeah.
And I think women also, just right across the board, doesn't matter whether you're a white, rich woman who just got let off out of your prison sentence and you're, you know, who just got pardoned by Trump. It doesn't matter. She's still, you know, a woman, so she's lower caste. And it's just an assumption that people make. You know, but we have to stop and start questioning this caste system.
Yeah, I totally get it, Rose. And I would ask people not to spell out obscenities either. But I totally get it. And your point is well taken. Thank you, Steve in Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, finally got on. So much to say. Thanks for the call. You put all great information. For example, today you mentioned the taking money from the budget on military housing in the previous presidency there. The other day I was listening, I couldn't get on, but I think it was your station that had a congresswoman on. If not, it was one of your brother people are on the same channel. We all got to step it up a notch here. I can't understand why they're not using and buying media slots and showing them in his own words where the nation's getting burned repeatedly. I mean, they're buying slots for, you see a Homeland Security Barbie there thinking, oh, President Trump's so great. They're buying these slots. They're buying slots on your radio station. They got commercials everywhere. This is, I don't hear anybody talking about psychological warfare.
Because they've got more money than God.
Channel. Well, the Democratic Party got money.
No,
why
they
are
don't.
They not using
That's
it?
That's the problem. The Democratic Party is struggling for money.
They can, well, because they're kind of inactive. I mean, right now they're not.
In terms of grassroots support, the Democratic and Republican parties are not that different. The big difference is that you've got 150 right-wing billionaire families that put $2.4 billion into the 2024 election, and virtually all of it went to right-wing candidates, to Republican candidates. The simple fact of the matter is, if you're a billionaire or a billionaire family, and you can encourage people to vote for Republicans, you make more money because your taxes go down. If you're a billionaire family like the Pritzkers, you know, J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, and you get Democrats elected, your taxes go up and you make less money. And so, you know, there's a few altruistic billionaires out there like Pritzker and Bill Gates, although Bill Gates is not putting his money into politics, but he's giving away most all of his fortune. These are people who don't have hoarding syndrome, who are not mentally ill. But the ones who are mentally ill, the ones who are desperate to just get more, 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 I got to have more, I don't have enough, I got to have more, oh my God, I need another billion, I need another 5 billion, I need another you know, those people are 100% in with the GOP, and they're pouring money on a continuous basis into the Republican Party. And you're right, they're running ads all over the country constantly.
Well, but I seriously believe that it's, you brought up a good example right there. Most of those people are probably getting grants from the public tax dollar. We all know Elon is. You very rarely hear about how much taxes he pays and how much money he gets from, it's a glorified money laundering thing. he gets grants from the government and contributes to the election with taxpayers' funds.
Yep.
I heard an announcer the other day actually say he felt like he needed to say, oh, by the way, that's not tax dollars. Well, pretty much his billions, he got that way from tax dollars.
Yeah, Tesla was successful because Obama bailed them out. And, you know, and SpaceX is successful because he's got DOD grants. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yes, exactly. And it's we the people, not you the individual. And you were covering that today about joint. And that's where they're going to get it from. It's we.
Yeah.
It's not him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're trying to fight it in old school. They need to step it up. They're not going to win with their old tactics.
I get it. Steve, thanks for the call. he's right. He's absolutely right. 44 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So any minute now, another federal judge is going to be hearing arguments over the international student ban that Trump is rolling out. Stay tuned.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams had his bribery and corruption charges dropped by the U.S. Department of Justice under questionable circumstances in April. Because of those charges, the New York City Campaign Finance Board denied Adams matching campaign funds. Adams is now suing to get those funds. Mayor Adams was accused last December by the Biden DOJ with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. We reported in February that the DOJ dropped bribery and corruption charges against Adams after Adams visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago. An apparent Trump directive to drop the charges to the DOJ's Southern District of New York resulted in the resignations of 7 experienced prosecutors. As a result of the corruption charges and paperwork omissions, the New York Campaign Finance Board denied Adams $4 million in matching funds for his campaign from the state's taxpayer-funded campaign finance option. Now that the charges have been dropped, Politico reports that Adams is now suing the board to recover $3.4 million of those denied funds. The Campaign Finance Board will reportedly revisit Adams' eligibility for funding in July. Find our past reports on Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And I got to tell you, the sleep gummies really work. I use them. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, I'm one of them, and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to cbdistillery.com, and when you check out, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. That's cbdistillery.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 25% off your entire purchase.
Use the law.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Michael in Saginaw, Michigan. Hey, Michael. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Tom. I just want to comment on all these people President Trump is pardoning. I said he only pardoned reality TV stars, the one that donate to his presidential campaigns. I just want to know, do a politician, he can pardon people at any time, of course, but why he's into his second time that he's pardoning people before he even leaves office. I'd just like to hear somebody's take on that. I appreciate that.
I think it's because of Ed Martin. You know, they wanted to make Ed Martin a U.S. attorney. Ed Martin is this kind of crazed right-winger who was at the Capitol on January 6th. I don't believe he entered it, but he was there. And he then, you know, was defending January 6th defendants. And Trump brought him in and wanted to make him a U.S. attorney, and the Senate wouldn't go along with it. They were like, you know, this guy is too much of a wackadoodle. So Trump made him the pardon attorney. So now it's Ed Martin's job to recommend people for pardons. And Ed Martin, of course, is picking the worst of the worst because that's kind of, I guess, the people that he kind of likes. So it appears to me that this sudden surge in new pardons is the result of Ed Martin having gotten that job. Although I have no evidence to back that up. It just appears that way to me. And so, you know, don't take that to the bank. But that I think that's what's going on, Michael. I do think Trump is selling pardons. You recall that Giuliani said that he and Rudy were selling pardons for $2 million apiece, and they were splitting the money. That was 5 years ago. I think that that's what's going on now. I don't have the proof.
Because one, it's in Michigan even. They're talking about pardoning the people who threatened Gretchen Whitmer. And I just want to know, our system is just cost dollars and cents.
Yeah, no, those guys were ready to kill her. And I'm with you, Michael. Michael, thank you very much for the call. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I recently seen a thing. It may have been on the news or on YouTube of a Republican in Congress today who is currently right now trying to pass a bill to get rid of original Medicare. They want everybody on Advantage plans and not original.
Yeah, this is part of Project 2025.
Do you heard or know of anybody?
I'm not aware of any specific legislation, but that was in Project 2025. And the first step that probably they will institute now is, because they've talked about it a whole lot, is making Medicare Advantage the default. In other words, right now, if you just contact Medicare and say, I want to sign up for Medicare, they sign you up for Medicare. They want to change that, so when you contact Medicare and say, I want to sign up for Medicare, they instead say, okay, which one of these Advantage plans do you want?
Okay, nice. I just thought I'd maybe ask you if you ever heard of the congressman that was pushing that through, or...
No, I'm not off the top of my head. I'm not surprised. You know, like I said, this is part of Project 2025, but and it'll be coming, no doubt about it. Mike, thanks for the call. Nancy in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Nancy, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I just had a thought that the Democrats need to, instead of sending out, you know, at election time, how they send out all that garbage, you know, vote for this, do this, do that, they should send out a pocket copy of the Constitution, because people don't really know that. Mm. And the second thing is to list what's going on, not during elections, but right now, what's really going on that might affect people. And, for instance, like they're pardoning or dismissing or freezing investigations or cases against, like, Boeing, who had that accident where all the people died.
Yeah, they're letting Amazon. Them off the hook on that one, yeah.
And so I just thought what Republicans do so well is they keep saying the same, even though it's lies, over and over again, and people think it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that is the big lie technique. You know, just keep repeating it over and over and over again until people believe it. Spot on. Nancy, thank you. Carolyn in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Carolyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was watching Lisa Murkowski the other day. It was a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. About how scared she is.
Yeah, the Republican senator from Alaska.
And I said to myself, what do you think this is going to be, ladies? Easy. You guys enabled this guy for 10 years, and now you're whining about being scared?
Yeah.
Well, in my opinion, this Congress is nothing but a bunch of aiders and abettors.
Yeah. Well, certainly
no longer a matter of, yes, it's no longer a matter of, you know, enabling. They are aiders and abettors.
Yeah, I'm with you.
They're Judases who turned on the American people, and they are disgusting,
well said,
my opinion.
Well said, Carol.
Yep.
Thank you. Ron in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Ron, you have the last 25 seconds.
Trump just pardoned Larry Hoover, a notorious gangster from Chicago. I hope law enforcement officials are happy to have this gangster back on the streets.
Do we know how much money the gangster's family gave to the Trump enterprises?
That has not been released, huh?
Yeah.
But I sure hope the coppers are happy with this gangster, ready to fight them. And it's only the racist cops, plain and simple.
Yeah, I get it. Ron, thank you for the call, and thanks for keeping that short. You did a great job. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Tomorrow, Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind? Looking forward to it. I'll see you then. In the meantime, stay safe, good to yourself and the people around you, and I'll catch up with you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if, like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's Home Title Lock.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The White House says Israel has accepted the latest ceasefire plan put forth by President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
Special Envoy Witkoff and the president submitted a ceasefire proposal to Hamas that Israel backed and supported. Israel signed off on this proposal before it was sent to Hamas. I can also confirm that those discussions are continuing.
Hamas said today it is reviewing the plan. Leavitt also said the administration is prepared to challenge court rulings over the tariffs all the way to the Supreme Court.
We will win this battle in court, and the president will implement his America First trade policies.
Harvard grads are celebrating commencement, but also worried about Trump's threat to ban foreign students. A judge has extended an order blocking that ban.
Even with the order being issued, there's some harm that's being done just by the process itself and the uncertainty.
The Dow is off just over a point. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.